USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has asked a Connecticut judge to throw out a nearly $1 billion verdict against him and order a new trial in a lawsuit by Sandy Hook families who say they were subjected to harassment and threats from Jones' lies about the 2012 Newtown school shooting. Jones filed a request Friday saying Judge Barbara Bellis's pretrial rulings resulted in an unfair trial and a substantial miscarriage of justice. Additionally, the amount of the compensatory damages award exceeds any rational relationship to the evidence offered at trial, Jones' lawyers wrote in the motion. 20 first graders and 6 educators at Sandy Hook Elementary School died in the attack on December 14th of 2012. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has urged the United States to reconsider a nuclear deal with Iran, as any funds could end up helping Russia sustain its invasion of Ukraine. I believe that we should place heavy sanctions on Iran and those who advocate lifting the sanctions, which is what this nuclear deal would do if it ever gets signed, would bring hundreds of billions of dollars not only to Iran but to Russia's coffers as well, Netanyahu told Fox News Digital in an exclusive interview. So the people are saying, let's take a tough stance against Russia. It's actually taking a soft stance when they are willing to lift the sanctions on Iran, added Netanyahu, who just released his memoir, Bibi, My Story. I'd be a lot more consistent on that. A brand new stealth bomber will be shown to the public in early December.
America's next top secret weapon is ready to be rolled out for the public. Mark your calendar. The Air Force's next stealth bomber, the B-21 Raider, will be revealed to the public in California on December 2nd. The rollout will take place at Northrop Grumman's facility in Palmdale, California. That's just over an hour's drive north of Los Angeles. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Whirlpool slashed production of refrigerators, dishwashers, and other home appliances by more than a third during its most recent quarter to shrink inventories as consumer demand diminished, executives said. The Benton Harbor, Michigan-based company cut its profit forecast for 2022 by about half, warning that high costs were likely to persist into next year as appliance demand remains muted. Demand is down, cost is up, Chief Executive Mark Bitzer said during a conference call. You would expect costs to come down in a recessionary environment. We're operating in unprecedented times. Singer-songwriter Carly Simon's sisters died one day apart after battling cancer. Broadway composer Lucy Simon was 82, and former opera singer Joanna Simon was 85. Lucy died Thursday at her home in New York, a family spokesperson announced. She suffered from breast cancer. In 1991, Lucy received a Tony nomination for her work in the Broadway musical The Secret Garden. Carly and Lucy once performed as the Simon Sisters, opening for acts in Greenwich Village folk clubs. And Joanna Simon died in a hospital a day before Lucy in Manhattan. She battled thyroid cancer. The San Francisco 49ers acquired Carolina Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey recently. Here's 49ers general manager John Lynch on McCaffrey.
You talk to people who've played with him, who've coached him. There's an accountability that he brings, like the great players do, that has an effect, that it's a force multiplier. It makes everyone around him better.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
O'Reilly.
See the road ahead more clearly with Sylvania Bulbs and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase select Sylvania Bulbs and get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate, plus receive double O Rewards points. Replace your bulbs today and see better tonight. Let the professional parts people help you find the bulbs you need. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.